from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus left Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting at the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and to say, "Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me." And many of them scolded him and told him to keep quiet. But he only shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man. "Courage," they said, "get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and went to Jesus. Then Jesus spoke, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabboni," the blind man said to him, "Master, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And immediately his sight returned and he followed him along the road. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
I will bring them back from the land of the north and gather them from the far ends of earth, all of them, the blind and the lame, women with child, women in labour, a great company returning home. They have left in tears. I will comfort them as I lead them back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's quotation from the first reading we listened to today is very appropriate for what I want to talk to you about today. You will have read or heard on the television or radio about this recent offer the Holy Father has made to Catholic-minded Anglicans in the Anglican Church. An offer for them to enter into full communion with us. And I want to explain to you what exactly it's all about. Well, first of all, the Holy Father has made this offer to these Anglicans because these Anglicans, not just British Anglicans, but Anglicans across the Anglican communion, across the world, have been petitioning him to allow them and their parishes to enter into full communion with us. And this has been going on for some time. And finally, the Holy Father has made his decision and he welcomes them in. Now, why have these Anglicans been petitioning the Holy Father for the right to come in with their communities, with their parishes, into the Catholic Church? The reason is because the Anglican Church has recently decided, or is about to decide, to ordain women as bishops. Now, these Anglican ministers who are seeking communion with us, they're not doing so because they're against women. They're all married men, or most of them. What they are objecting to is the fact that the Anglican Church, in ordaining women as bishops, is acting unilaterally, going against the ancient tradition of the Church. where, as we know, only men have been bishops and priests. And this affects a fundamental aspect of Catholic theology known as apostolic tradition, whereby the powers given to the apostles have been transmitted down the centuries through the bishops. The powers of the sacraments, and so on. And so these Anglicans who are seeking communion with Rome are not doing so because they're against women, as some people claim. They're doing so because they recognize that the Anglican Church is not what they thought it was. Many people who attend Anglican services who are Catholics are surprised when they hear it said in the Anglican Church, "I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church." That is part of the creed, and the Anglicans say it. And the thing is, they believe that they are part of the Catholic Church already. But the Catholic Church does not accept that, and never has done. Because 400 years ago, as you know from your history books in school, when everybody in Britain and Europe were Catholics, Henry VIII in this country decided to break away from Rome to make himself the head of the church, and as it progressed under Elizabeth I, to change many of the fundamental aspects of what the church was. And from the Catholic Church's point of view, this church, the Anglican Church, split away from Catholicism. It broke away from the ancient church and became a church of its own. And in doing that, the Catholic Church has always felt that there has been a break in that apostolic tradition going right back to Christ. And it is this that these Anglicans have recognised. They've recognised that the Church of England, the Anglican Church, is not the one holy Catholic and apostolic church that they thought it was. This business of ordaining women has proved it. They've realised that instead of being part of the Catholic Church, they're part of a splinter church which is not in the ancient tradition. And coming to that realisation, they have petitioned the Pope to let them become Catholics. Now, the Catholic Church has always understood that she herself, and only she, is the fullness of Christian faith. Christ established one church. He didn't establish lots of churches. He established one church. And very soon that one church spread to the end of the earth, embracing every culture and language, nationality. And for that reason it became known as Catholic, because it was at home in everybody's culture. And that one church filled Europe and Asia and so on. And in this country, up to Henry VIII, there was only Catholics. All the ancient churches, cathedrals, were Catholic churches, every single one of them. And so the Catholic Church sees herself as the original church she is, the matter of history, the fullness of the faith. And therefore, anyone who has broken away from the Catholic Church, such as the Anglicans, and then breaking away from the Anglicans with the Methodists and all the other denominations, all these have broken from the original church and have changed it and are no longer fully part of it. And the church, since the time of the Reformation, has stood with outstretched arms to welcome anyone back to the fullness of the faith who wanted to come. And this gesture of the Holy Father is precisely that. He's inviting these Anglicans, who now realize that their church is not what they thought it was, to enter into full communion with us. A very, very generous, wonderful gesture on the part of Pope Benedict. Now you might say, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Because every Holy Saturday night, we receive Anglicans and other Christians into the church. Why is there so much fuss about this? The reason for the fuss is this. The Holy Father is allowing these Anglican ministers and their congregations to come into the church. The ministers will have to be reordained as Catholic priests. But they're being allowed to bring with them their own traditions, the way they do things. And so a parish which becomes Catholic, which was Anglican, will be a Catholic parish. The priest will be a genuine priest. The Mass and the sacraments will be genuine sacraments. We'll be able to take communion in their church, but they might do things differently from us. And they will be governed by a bishop who will have special responsibility for them. In the same way as a bishop now has responsibility for the armed forces, the different camps across Scotland, England and Wales have one bishop. So their diocese, if you like, is not confined to one area, such as our diocese is and every other diocese. For these Anglican churches become Catholic, will have their own bishop, and they will be spread across the country. And this is the great move that is behind what the Holy Father is doing. And it's very understandable, because the Anglican ways are very beautiful. I remember my mother, she was a convert Anglican. She became a very devout Catholic. But she always loved the old ways that she was brought up in, the old Anglican tradition. She loved it. But she was very, very faithful, very devout Catholic. And this, in fact, is nothing particularly new. Because across the world, there are what we call uniate churches. Now, a uniate church is a church that at one time has broken with Rome, separated from the Catholic Church, seen the error of its ways and come back. But come back with its own ways of doing things. And there are lots of such churches as that. They have exactly the same sacraments, they have the authority of the Pope, they have bishops and priests, everything exactly the same as us, but they do it differently. They just do things differently. In the same way as we in Wales do things differently from people in Central Africa. Our culture, our traditions are different, so the union churches have different ways of doing things from us, but they are exactly the Catholic Church. And this is what will happen. This is why there's so much attention being given to it. It's a fantastic move. It's a great development in ecumenism, because it's a movement towards finding unity with the Church. So let me just read to you again that first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, which is being fulfilled before our eyes. Not just now, but it's been fulfilled in many, many different circumstances, but it is in fact being fulfilled now. The Lord has saved his people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them back from the land of the north, and gather them from the far ends of earth, all of them, the blind and the lame, women with child, women in labor, a great company returning home. I will comfort them as I lead them back, and I will guide them to streams of water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.